Could some cryptids be related to humans? Did you ever wonder if some of the strange creatures being reported could have been creatures which were around for millions of years? We hear about creatures like the Jersey Devil, skunk ape and others, and many of us think about them as either mistaken identity, or figments of the viewer's imagination. We know some have been subject to fraudulent hoaxes like Bigfoot, where phony footprints seem to turn up everywhere. I have to wonder, if it wasn't for all this type of stuff, would we even be thinking about Bigfoot? Television and streaming services, along with podcasts, are responsible for keeping some of these creatures in the forefront. I can understand that because the topic is interesting. Some of us, however, take these things too far. How many times have you seen a photograph posted which didn't look right? It may have been a photo of a giant human-looking skeleton or a UFO which landed on an aircraft carrier. It didn't look right because it was what we call a photoshopped photo, which just means it was altered to try and make it seem what it was showing was real. What is it about us which makes us think spending hours on creating a counterfeit photo which only has the purpose of trying to fool us is a good idea? Could part of this be due to the effects of streaming services? In case you don't know what I am getting at here, are people doing this to get noticed by having their work seen and talked about? I know some of this is being created to show off the talent of the creator of the work when it is a video, and I know this because some people have confessed they were trying to get noticed so they could get an animation job. Does that make it right to fool people? There are some very impressionable people and people with mental illnesses which makes them very open to suggestion. They might worry about being invaded by extraterrestrials after seeing certain videos which claimed to be real and even harm themselves. Yes, these would be extreme cases, I admit, but I have seen some of this. When we talk about strange creatures, sometimes there are no real reasons to think they exist. Take the Loch Ness Monster, for example. There has never, to my knowledge, been a real sighting which could prove there is this creature there. The famous photo of the monster turned out to be an admitted hoax. What are we left with? I think we have been left with ripples in the water and floating debris. I would guess it is in the best interest of the community where Loch Ness is located to keep the legend of the monster alive. There are 9 villages near there, and the village of Drummadrochit has a Loch Ness centre and exhibition. One of the strange things we have the tendency to think when something strange is reported is it could be some creature which lived millions of years ago and survived. Is there a hidden valley somewhere where dinosaurs still roam or mammoths roam on the plains? I think secretly we hope there is, at least some of us do. There is always a chance when a creature is declared extinct, there might still be a couple around. Sometimes there are far more still around than we suspected. The tilefish, a prehistoric animal, was thought to be extinct after a die-off in 1882, but they were rediscovered in 1910. Certain species of birds were pronounced extinct, but were later found to exist, some in very small numbers. I think it is safe to say the dinosaurs are gone for good unless they are cloned somehow. There are plenty of scientists who would like nothing better than to be able to clone one, and maybe that will happen someday, but it might be the biggest mistake we could ever make. I am not talking about the obvious danger of getting eaten, I am talking about extinct diseases reappearing. Could it be some of the creatures reported are actually remnants of prior races which have been extinct for millions of years? Take the Jersey Devil, which was mentioned at the beginning of the article. It does have a human shape, but with wings. It has been reported so many times it is hard to ignore the fact it seems real. Could there have been a race of humans with wings in our past which we know nothing about? Scientists seem to have a habit of not wanting to mention it when some very strange things are found from our past. Could it be there is some scientist out there who knows this? I am talking about a branch of humans with wings. I have heard some people talk about Bigfoots and mention the fact they thought they could also be some sort of extinct human. They have also been associated with UFOs, and there have been reports of seeing them being lowered in a beam to the ground, a beam from a UFO. On the other hand, could they be some sort of offshoot of gorilla? We hear some things which seem strange but accept them because this is what the experts tell us, such as birds come from dinosaurs. I find it kind of hard to believe. The problem I have with evolution is it is essentially a jigsaw puzzle. Bones are gathered together and educated guesses are made on how the next advance is made by putting together more bones and so forth. We now have DNA, but it doesn't last long enough to go back to the beginning. The very oldest sample, and it is unusual to be this old, goes back about 2 million years and found in the permafrost. Prior to this find, the oldest was 1 million years old. This doesn't even get near the time of the dinosaurs or the oldest humans. I am not talking about modern humans. I think someday in the future, a better way will be found to figure out evolution, or even if it is a true science, and I know I will catch hell for saying this, but this is how I feel.